This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. Today, we're diving into a simple yet powerful concept that's backed by both ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science. It's not a magic incantation or a pill, yet it might be the secret to longevity. It's called gratitude. In traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, gratitude is understood as a healing force. It's a practice that promotes the smooth flow of vital energy and strengthens the body's self-healing mechanisms. And guess what? Modern research is echoing this ancient belief. A major study from Harvard University published in JAMA Psychiatry found a striking link. Researchers tracked nearly 50,000 older women and found that those with the highest gratitude scores had a 9% lower overall mortality risk and a 15% lower risk of cardiovascular-related death. This suggests a strong protective effect on heart health, even after adjusting for lifestyle factors. When I return, I'll give you the why behind how gratitude heals the body and the tools to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay, and today we're discussing the science and ancient healing techniques of gratitude. Gratitude heals the body. That's certainly a bold statement. But how does this work scientifically? Other research has shown that practicing gratitude is associated with lower levels of inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, which is linked to heart disease and other chronic illnesses. From the traditional Chinese medicine perspective, gratitude helps maintain the essential emotional balance required for health. TCM experts say that a grateful attitude harmonizes our five key internal organs: the heart, liver, spleen, lungs, and kidneys. Your heart. Gratitude calms the mind, which TCM says the heart governs, protecting cardiovascular health. The liver regulates the flow of energy. Gratitude reduces stress-related stagnation and improves our resistance to mental stress, which can otherwise damage the liver. Your spleen is connected to the digestive system, and it's weakened by excessive worry. Gratitude promotes relaxation, which aids digestion and nutrient absorption. Our lungs are linked to the body's defensive energy. Gratitude strengthens this defensive energy, improving resistance to illness. And the kidneys govern the vital essence linked to aging. Gratitude alleviates fear and stress, which can otherwise deplete kidney energy, promoting healthy aging. So now the $64,000 question. How do we create an attitude of gratitude? Experts say it isn't something you're born with or without. It's a skill you can hone. Xu Rong, a director at Dr. Rong's TCM clinic, reminds us that even amid pain and adversity, we can be grateful for the teachings of pain and the growth we gain through hardship. Keep a diary. Regularly record things you're grateful for, shifting your perspective to the positive. Studies show this can reduce inflammation. Express gratitude, verbally and in writing. Writing a thank you note to someone you haven't properly thanked can significantly boost your happiness. Sit and meditate. Take a few minutes daily to sit quietly, recall people and things you appreciate, and allow that feeling of gratitude to flow through you. This practice can lower heart rate and calm the mind. And do good things. Studies suggest that helping others is also linked to a decrease in chronic inflammation. Practicing gratitude is a simple choice with profound benefits for our physical, mental, and spiritual health. All we have to do is remember the beautiful things that happen each day, and even on a tough day, be grateful that we are alive and breathing. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.